Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, time for the Clips of the Week with Toolstation. And Andy, would you like to kick us off?
I'd love to. And we kick off with Alan Brazil on Breakfast with a classic sci-fi related question for Gabby Agbon-Lahore.
You must know what this is.
No.
Oh, Gabby, please.
Come on, I don't
please.
Know. We're not allowed to do a quiz on this show, remember?
You never heard of I Am a Dalek?
No.
No. Still didn't inebriate. Inebriate. Yeah, Alan as a Dalek would be quite interesting. I wonder what Alan. What would Alan sound like as a Dalek, you think?
Magnitude, it's nice, magnitude. Tiger with his bolt to the left hand side. I do struggle with those Greek names. How is Bob's help, Gary?
Like that, I guess.
Yeah, but slightly loud on the music there. It's like the mix. Slightly loud in the mix, but never mind.
We were fighting the Daleks.
We were, really. Anyway, staying with Doctor Who, it sounded like Adrian Durham was celebrating the 60th anniversary over in North Macedonia last week.
In the second half, whether rightly or wrongly, they are a goal behind. A penalty saved by Pickford, the rebound slammed in.
Don't you start, Adrian.
Arsenal, are they all that?
Yes. 0-3. So anyway, this is at the Oladipo with surprise football news.
Text us as well, 810-89. Very quickly, I've got to tell you, there is a game currently going over on TalkSport 2 right now. It is in the WSL, Chelsea versus Joe Shannon.
Bit tough on Joe,
it's
isn't
quite
it, really?
A hard fixture
I've been told
for
he's
him.
Quite a decent keeper, but you're not going to keep Sam Kerr, etc. out for that long, are you?
On his
really?
Own.
It's a bit much. So sorry about that, Joe. What's next, Andy?
It's boxer Carl Froch now, on with Jim and Simon yesterday.
He dropped me in the first round. He beat me up like the worst I've ever been beaten. I've just recorded my YouTube channel, Froch on Fighting, with my wife.
I don't know. You're never going to win that. You must know that by now.
It's not ideal.
By now, Carl, you're never going to win that. Certainly not. And staying with Jim and Simon's show, at one point this week, it sounded as if Simon was auditioning to be one of those people in radio ads who has to squeeze in all the information in right at the end.
That they buy an XYZ player from XYZ club for a huge amount of money because it helps XYZ club in the Premier League get past some financial fair play and then loan him back to him.
Terms and conditions apply, of course. Yes.
Actually, Jim had some worrying news for his co-host this week.
On a serious note, just before we came on air, Celtic, on the day of their AGM, hit Simon with a new €29,000 fine.
He can afford really? It, can't he?
Well, he can.
I mean, by
he spends
the
smell on aftershave.
Yeah, exactly. When we come in the studio, he probably does spend that on aftershave. So I think he'll battle through. He'll be okay. Let's get these sports news now with Eleanor Shearwood.
Talk Sport.
Kyle Walker's hit out at England's cricket, saying even if they beat North Macedonia last night, say it wouldn't have been enough for some.
Yeah. I don't blame you. We were terrible in the World Cup.
We probably couldn't beat North Macedonia cricket at the moment. No. We should have done a double header with the footballers, I think. This is Andy Goldstein and Darren Bent on Drive, straying away from football.
What would your rap name be?
Don't know.
Goldilocks.
Yeah, that's quite good. Goldilocks.
Goldlink.
Why Link?
It's taken. Goldlink's taken.
Who's got that?
Guy called Goldlink.
Fair enough. Properly taken then.
Yes. And yes. In complete contrast, this is Alan Brazil bringing a music chat back to football as he taught Christmas songs with betting expert Simon Clare.
All I want for Christmas is you.
No, not really.
No, I'm more into a bit of Greg Lake or driving home for Christmas, Chris Rea, Middlesbrough fan.
Well done, Al. Beautifully brought back to sport. He didn't really need to know, but actually, to be fair to Alan, he does know his music, as he proved this week when he sang the words to Kraftwerk's The Model, which you wouldn't expect, would you?
No, not really.
Well, I say sang the words, he sang a word, more to the point, and you'll never guess which one it was.
That's because we played unbelievably well at home. She's going out tonight,
I'm thinking just champagne. Who sang that, Gav?
Yeah, of course. If you're going to take one word away from that song, it's that one.
And staying with Alan, here he is recalling some great Ireland players.
I was thinking some of the great Irish players. Oh, dear. You know, there was some crackers. Liam Brady, Frank Stapleton,
yes.
Kevin Moran, tough as old boots, Paddy Bonner.
I don't remember Tough as Old Boots.
Oh, he's a tremendous tackler.
Was he really?
He was.
I remembered all the others, but Tough as Old Boots.
One of my favourites.
Don't remember him as a player at all. We'll have to wiki him later on. And you may recall Gabby telling Alan not to do quizzes earlier on in the clips. Well, Alan's clearly very much up for that, especially when he doesn't know the answer. Ferry, cross the Mersey,
and always take me there. What year was this, Al? The
place I love.
What year?
Oh, that's a long time ago. But Everton in the news, and of course Liverpool go to City.
Yeah, just move on. just move on now if you're not sure of the... Oh, that's a long time ago.
It was,
yes.
One more from Jim and Simon. Here with Martin Keown, and we think Simon was planning to interject with the sarcastic, sad violin music, but ended up with something very different.
He did.
It's almost the life of a professional footballer. That uncertainty from week to week. You can either live in that environment or you can't. No one expected that. But you have to adjust to it.
That's right. When you want to invoke a bit of sympathy, don't you? You often hum the Corrie theme
on a kazoo. Tremendous.
That's beautiful. See if Simon could bring out an album. We could do it through the Talk Sports shop, wouldn't we?
Yep.
Simon kazoos his way through the soap. Anyway, we won't bother with that. And finally, you may recall Fisherman's Blues host Nigel Botherway going for the coveted saying the phrase PVA bagged repeatedly in one sentence record last week.
Rob Burgess, I know, was on the stand yesterday giving live demos of his PVA bag. I know Rob specialises in PVA bags. That's one of his go-to tactics. And I don't know about you, I'm hopeless at PVA bags. I don't mind PVA mesh, although I can't get that as tight to some people. But when it comes to tying a PVA bag, I know a while ago, I think... might have been during COVID, there was a bit of a trend of people seeing how fast they could do PVA bags. I think Rob Hughes was filming it and giving sort of all his England, Carp Team England, you know, marks out of 10 and timing them for a solid PVA bag. Oh, I'd be hopeless at that. Mine go out like a bag of spanners.
He'd said PVA bag, he would have got the record. But anyway, Andy.
Yes.
Oh, no, it's another page.
That's
all right, don't worry. Well, this week is... He's quite a pro. Well, this week his friend and fellow fisherman, Merv Pennell, tried his luck with the equally sought-after Ziggs record.
The biggest thing is know when to switch onto the Ziggs. I've no hesitation or issues of sitting out with three Ziggs rather than three baited on the bottom or pop-ups. Ziggs are... You know what? God, when we were younger, I don't think we did sort of cotton on to Ziggs, but that is probably the biggest winter tip is get on the Ziggs.
Stop saying Ziggs.
That's what I said.
Didn't quite do it either.
No.
So there we are.
Well, fair enough.
Next clips of the week. We should thank Daily Deal, Darren Penn, James Pattinson, Carl Watson, Craig Woodcock, Roger and Brian Barlow.
Daily Deal can't be a real name.
These are the names they give us. I'm used to this by now. For example, Bob McNeil, that sounds quite real.
Yeah.
Terence Trent from Derby.
No.
Clearly not. Phil Barwise, Mikey, Bob from Paisley. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Jane from Mansfield, grow up. Sean, Halamucci, Cal, David from Bedford, Roger in Durham, Chris Boywood, Rob Jones and Ned. Thank you for all of the clips you suggested this week. If you do hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please do send it in to us, talksport.com/H&J. Text it to 81089. Tweet it to TSH&J. We just need a day and a time when you heard it go out, and we'll have a listen back. And if it's played like those guys, you'll get a credit. If you want to listen back to those clips of the week or a whole bunch of clips of the week, previous weeks, they're all there wherever you get your podcasts. It's a regular podcast. It'll be up about 4 o'clock this afternoon, as will the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. We bring you one of those every day as well. Don't forget the Apple Plus podcasts as well, the extra ones.
I really like that.
You can do a little 14-day trial, see if you like them. If you do, they're $2.99 a month for two exclusive podcasts, one on some a kind of deep dive into some clips, and the other all Andy's mad cuttings he never gets around to on the show. And that all gets a bit loose, but it seems to be entertaining from the feedback we get. So go and check it out so you can listen for free if you like it. $2.99 a month if you're on Apple Podcasts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.